We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Thursday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harrison here. We have Glenn Shuck and John Montone out there this morning. Well, New York State made it possible for illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. As a result, DHS no longer had access to New York DMV records, so the Trump administration cut New York out of the DHS Trusted Traveler program. Now, Governor Cuomo wants to make a deal with President Trump, as John Montone tells us. He's live over by the governor's Manhattan office on the east side. John?
Yeah, Lee, it'll be a big-time sit-down between two kids from Queens, during which the governor of New York will offer the president of the United States the Cuomo Compromise, which is to allow Homeland Security to see motor vehicle records on a case-by-case basis for New Yorkers who want to enroll in those fast-track airport programs like TSA PreCheck and Global Entry. But Cuomo on WAMC Radio in Albany said he will not allow ICE to see everyone's information.
They shot somebody in the face in New York City last week, ICE. So I will never give them access to the DMV database.
Not too sure how strong the governor's hand is here.
Andrew Cuomo says this would lead to ICE going on a feeding frenzy, arresting and deporting illegal immigrants. He says he won't accept this, and if the governor doesn't accept his deal, then this is really just politics.
All right, the meeting set for 3 p.m. should be interesting, and that meeting will be in Washington, of course. The governor going to see the president, not the other way around. A young woman trying to ride the 6 train in the Bronx got a ride to the hospital instead. This after somebody slashed her in the head for no apparent reason. Glenn Shuck with more on that, live from Mott Haven this morning. Glenn?
It looks like a more random violent crime, unfortunately, in our city. We spoke to some witnesses, Lee, who say this guy, the suspect, clearly was looking for trouble. This was on the southbound 6 train last night, about 9:45, 9:50 last night. He was tussling with a couple of other strap hangers. Then he turned his focus on this 19-year-old woman, randomly, again, attacking her, slashing her in the head, and also getting her in the hand. Cops took some surveillance video from a deli, which is about a block south away. This is where they think the guy ran past, and I spoke with Eric, who works in the store.
I think they were looking for someone. They were checking over here at the video cameras in the store to see if they could see the guy who did it.
Okay, but no indication yet that they actually have an image of this guy, right?
No, not yet. But as our listeners will know, usually within about 24 hours, they do gather this from various locations. So many people have surveillance cameras these days. The suspect bolting from the Brook Avenue stop where I am this morning. So there are a number of apartments here as well, so they'll probably work on that this morning. Now, as for this woman, Lee, by the way, she was rushed over to Lincoln Hospital. A pretty serious injury. She is actually listed as serious, but stable. Lots of stitches, and will probably spend a day in the hospital. And we'll keep you updated again as to the police manhunt for this guy.
All right, Glenn Shuck, live from the Bronx this morning. Cops in Brooklyn, meantime, looking for a couple of slashers. They robbed a man in Sunset Park last week and slashed him on the neck with a box cutter. Police have located surveillance video in this case, and they will be putting that up at 1010winds.com with our help, of course. Charles Barry has an impressive rap sheet, and he's been making a lot of additions to it since the beginning of the year. He's been arrested 5 times. Each time he's been arrested, he's been released under the bail reform law, and then he gets arrested again. Cops say Barry likes to pick pockets on the subway, not considered a violent crime, so he qualifies for release without bail. Then there's accused bank robber Romel Nellis. He was released without bail. He had to wear an ankle monitor, which police say he promptly cut off, and he's been arrested again for 2 more bank robberies. He's locked up at the moment. Lawmakers in Albany have been getting an earful about the bail reform law, and they're looking at reforming it. One plan would eliminate cash bail altogether, but would expand the number of crimes for which judges could hold suspects. NJ Transit had more power trouble yesterday, and that left thousands of commuters stranded for hours at Penn Station when they should have been on the way home.
And the price of the tickets is way too high for these delays.
You don't want to go to Penn Station if you can avoid it. There's something inherently wrong.
Those passengers venting to CBS2. Conveniently enough, NJ Transit held its monthly board meeting last night, and members got an earful from frustrated commuters. Bob Gordon, recently appointed to the board, says he gets it.
I believe that unless we restore services to the level expected by the public, the economic future of the state is at risk.
Gordon is a former state senator who was deeply involved in trying to fix NJ Transit in the legislature. According to the Federal Transit Administration, NJT has the most train breakdowns of any rail system in the country. Cops were called to a house full of cats in Valley Stream.
Suddenly were there a large number of cats, but there were the floors were covered with cat urine and feces, and in the bathroom there was about 2 feet of human feces.
Detective Gary Rogers of the Nassau County SPCA says there were dozens of cats, living and dead. They weren't able to get all the cats out, so they'll be back there today trying to do that. The woman who lives in the home was taken to a hospital. There's no word of any charges against her as of yet. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is a Bernie Sanders supporter, is going after Michael Bloomberg on Stop and Frisk, telling reporters, "We all know Stop and Frisk. That was my family. That was my community. That was my neighborhood." Asked which members of her family were stopped and frisked by the NYPD, a spokesperson for Ocasio-Cortez declined to say. Bloomberg has repeatedly apologized for Stop and Frisk out on the campaign trail. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.